less fixed, less defensive, more awake. Throughout, ancient wisdom and modern insight converge in a single gesture, the act of surrender, not as defeat, but as the beginning of another way. This is not a how-to manual for control disguised as liberation. It is an invitation to meet life not as a problem to be solved, but as a current to be entered, a mystery to be welcomed rather than solved. Letting go, then, is not the end of freedom. It is its threshold. Not the rejection of meaning, but the abandonment of false meanings in favor of something more fluid, more responsive, and ultimately more real. In that open space where nothing is clung to, life begins to breathe again. And in that breath, freedom finally reveals its true face, not as escape, not as conquest, but as a quiet and enduring homecoming. Chapter 1. The Illusion of Control. Beneath the surface of daily effort and unspoken anxieties lies one of the most enduring illusions of the human mind, the belief that life can be controlled. From the earliest days, there has been a deep instinct to tame the wildness of existence, to shape the unpredictable into order, to bend the unfolding of events to the will. Out of this impulse arose systems, structures, and ambitions meant to shield against chaos. Yet the more tightly control is gripped, the more clearly its limits are revealed. Life, by its very nature, resists confinement. The desire to master circumstances is rooted not in confidence, but in fear, a fear of pain, of loss, of the unknown. Control becomes the armor against uncertainty, the promise that nothing unexpected will break through. But like all armor, it is heavy, and eventually it becomes a prison. What begins as protection turns into confinement. What is meant to bring peace ends up breeding tension. Every attempt to orchestrate outcomes, to fix people into roles, to map the future with precision, carries within it the seeds of inevitable disappointment. Life refuses to follow the script. Plans unravel, people change, the world shifts underfoot. And in those moments when the illusion cracks, when control slips through the fingers like water, a quiet grief often rises, not just for what was lost, but for the energy spent trying to hold everything in place. This grief reveals a deeper truth, that the pursuit of mastery over life is not only futile, but costly. It dulls the present, strangles spontaneity, and breeds a constant undercurrent of tension. Letting go of control is not an act of weakness. It is the beginning of clarity. To release the need to dictate outcomes is to return to what is real. It is to meet life not with clenched fists, but with open hands. In that space where nothing is forced and nothing is denied, freedom begins, not as dominance over life, but as peace within it. Control promises safety. It seduces with the illusion of certainty, whispering that nothing truly painful can happen so long as every variable is managed, every risk contained, every person kept within the boundaries of expectation. At first, this promise feels like power. Decisions are made, routines established, outcomes predicted. The surface of life appears smooth, obedient